Joining me live over the phone today is Stephen Allen. He's with the Chief of Lincoln County Commissioner's Office, the new Chief of Staff with the Lincoln County Commissioners. Stephen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. How are you today, sir?
Hey, I'm doing well. Appreciate your time. First off, let's reintroduce you to our listeners. I know we've had you on the air before, kind of in a different capacity. You've spent some time quite a bit around southern and southwestern Wyoming in an economic development role. Tell us what you're involved with, or at least kind of what you've done in the past before jumping on as the Chief of Staff of the Commission.
Yeah, previously the South Lincoln County Economic Development Corporation brought me on as a liaison to kind of bridge all of these industries that are coming to Lincoln County and make connections and set up communication lines in order to facilitate a quality transition as they come in and work with the communities and these industry officials so that we can make sure all the needs are met and everybody's informed of what's going on.
Excellent. So tell us about Chief of Staff, why this has become if I'm understanding correctly, you're the first Chief of Staff for the Commission. So tell us why the need for this role.
Well, in this case, we're actually the first Chief of Staff in the state of Wyoming as well. And the reason we went with Chief of Staff as opposed to being an administrator or manager is because the expectations of what this role needs to do are a lot more than just managing the day-to-day operations. Now, a lot of my duties, obviously, I do manage 8 departments that did not have a manager before. You've previously had a manager. It's been several years since one's been on board. So with all of the dynamics going on in South Lincoln County, as well as the upper and lower valley and the developments that are going on, commissioners felt like they really needed kind of a central resource there to support all of these activities. So I do manage the 8 departments: the IT, Road and Bridge, Public Health, Engineering, Extension Office, Facilities Maintenance, Planning, Zoning, Prevention, and the boards and committees, of course. I'm meant to be a resource for all the elected officials and constituents and the boards in the special districts, as well as represent Lincoln County at state, regional, national levels, specifically in the associations like the Western Tribal Nations or at conferences with the governor's office, specifically SLIB, the State Lands Investment Boards. So as these communities apply for things, then I can go to Cheyenne and help support those projects that they want to get through the SLIB, UW, of course, and Western Wyoming Community College. But I also work with developing personnel policies. That's a project I'm on right now. And one item we just did was review the health insurance. And we think we're going to end up saving about $800,000 to $1 million in the second half of this fiscal quarter. So in the first 90 days, I've been extremely busy. I've visited all the department heads and elected officials, all 9 mayors. Definitely I'm on top and have attended the BLM RMP. That's a big issue for us when we talk about keeping our public lands open for use. The Southwest Wyoming Economic Development meetings, legislative committees in ag and minerals, and of course, 2 conferences on energy. You know, we've got 9 separate companies coming into South Lincoln County between now and 2030. And this is all about getting a jump on ahead of that ballgame before they all get here in 2025. So one of my other roles, obviously, is continuing that economic development with all these industries in Lincoln County as a whole in Southwest Wyoming. You know, these 9 projects are going to bring in well over 10,000 temporary workers, which is going to leave us with another 3,000 to 4,000 permanent workers, is a very conservative estimate. And this is from what I got from the Southwestern Economic Development Group. They did a panel, and the 5 companies that are just coming in the Granger area alone are looking at 8,000 temporary workers and potentially 3,000 permanent workers. So these impacts are really key to stay on top of on a regular basis, and that's really what the commission wants this position to do as well. You know,
so Stephen,
I really got to say,
Stephen,
I enjoyed.
Go ahead, Stephen. Go ahead.
You know, I got to say, I really enjoy Lincoln County as a whole. You know, I have had such a great reception all up and down the county, and The people are really desiring to do what's best for Lincoln County. And so when you kind of have that support, boy, you can get a lot done. That's for sure.
So you certainly have your hand in a lot of different hats, it looks like, and you're certainly staying busy with all these different projects. Is there a priority maybe for you right now, a top one or two that you're really focusing on as a major initiative?
Two big areas, obviously managing the departments and bringing them under an organizational system that provides for quick responses as constituents or elected officials need data or need projects done, and managing those resources, and the economic development side of the house. You know, keeping an eye on the developments going on in the upper and lower valleys, as well as what's coming down here in South Lincoln County, where we have the industries in South Lincoln County. The upper and lower valleys, of course, have all this wonderful residential development going on, and the cities are just growing by leaps and bounds. They're doing wonderful jobs up there. The mayors are just excited for all the progress going on.
Excellent. That's Stephen Allen, Lincoln County Commissioner, Lincoln County Commission Chief of Staff, joining us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Stephen, some of the other items to touch on. I understand the BREC Coalition, Building Resilient Economies in Coal Communities. They're going to be visiting Lincoln County. Tell us what this is and what's going to happen with this.
Yeah, we actually have two exciting things going on this week. The Building Resilient Economies in Coal Communities. This is a national group where 20 selectees, of which I am one, and Sharon Fain from Cheyenne and PacifiCorp is the other. So Wyoming got 2 out of 20, which was amazing. But they're coming in and touring all of Lincoln County on Thursday. We've got a reception up in Jackson, and then they're going to be on a tour bus coming through Lincoln County, talking to the industries that are coming in and seeing all of the agricultural and tourism and everything that we do in Lincoln County to build what we're doing. When we look at coal as such a key tax base to Lincoln County, we're really gracious to be a part of this program and look what other areas either in the Appalachians and Midwest are doing to be innovative in helping their coal communities as well. So the whole idea is to bring those ideas here, and when this group comes in, we're going to be able to showcase what we're doing to save coal down here. And really, I mean, we have the best coal in the nation. We really do. It's the densest. It's the highest rich in minerals. And when we talk about rare earth minerals and some of the transitions, when we talk about companies like Trisite or Glenrock Kanata that's coming in that want to turn that coal into something else instead of just burning it, there's a lot of great value well into the future for our coal mines. So.
Well, I think that's something worth reiterating too, is in the era of TerraPower and nuclear energy that's coming to Lincoln County, coal is not being forgotten, and there's still a very big push to keep that as the forefront.
Absolutely. And the second big thing that's coming in is this afternoon we have the Regional Economic Coalition office coming in, actually going to meet with us. We're the first county. They're going to visit all 23 counties in Wyoming. This is a project done through the Wyoming Energy Authority, and they're going to evaluate all 23 counties as to what their energy needs are for the next 20 years to start looking at projecting how the state can support us as counties. And we're going to be the first ones out of the gun there. So we're excited to meet with them today at 1:30.
Excellent. That, again, is Stephen Allen. He's the Chief of Staff for the Lincoln County Commission, and it's all part of the Weekday Wake Up. Stephen, we appreciate your time. We look forward to touching base with you on a regular basis. And is there anything we missed this morning that you'd like to bring up today?
I would just let all the constituents know I'm a resource to you. My number is 307-877-2005. I'm right here in Kemmer. Questions, concerns, please give me a call. That's what I'm here for. I serve you, so I appreciate the opportunity to be in Lincoln County.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on the SBI Radio Network.